It was about halfway across the street when he realized that each time he turned his head, other heads dipped into magazines, and faces swiveled to look from windows. And he was struck by the strange and uncomfortable sensation that people were looking at him. He was not unused to the curious stares of the French. A tall man, big-built, with his dark hair and silver streak pulled back in a ponytail, he cut an unusual figure among the slighter-built Mediterranean races of the south. But here among fellow Celts he had not expected to feel so conspicuous. And yet, no doubt about it, surreptitious eyes were upon him. When the first dark smudge that was the Ile de Groix emerged from the gathering gloom, Enzo stood up and moved forward to the arc of large windows that looked out across the bow of the boat. Driving rain distorted his view of Port Tudy between the twin lighthouses that marked the opening to the harbour. Beyond a forest of masts, he could just make out the white, pink and blue-painted cottages built along the low cliffs that ran up the hill toward Le Bourg. He turned around to find almost every face on the passenger deck looking at him, almost expectantly, as if they anticipated that he might say something, utter some words of wisdom. They looked almost ready to applaud. He wanted to shout, "What are you looking at?" But an announcement over the loudspeakers welcoming them to the Ile de Groix saved him from the humiliation, and the moment passed. Passengers suddenly forgot about him in their haste to disembark, rising from their seats, gathering belongings, and hurrying for the stairs. But the feeling of being watched returned once more as he stepped up onto the jetty. Fishermen on the rusted green fishing boat, the Banco, turned curious eyes upon him as they docked at the wharf, and he was aware of yet more heads turning in his direction as he hurried along the pier. He could see the lifeboat station away to his right, a white building with blue shutters, the Société Nationale de Sauvetage en Mer. Ahead, beyond a small circle at the end of the jetty, stood a couple of hotels, bars with covered terraces looking out across the harbour. He was tempted by the prospect of a chance to escape the cold and rain, and a couple of whiskies to warm him. But he spotted the garish yellow frontage of Coconut's car rental, and supposed he really ought to pick up his rental car and drive out to the house before it got dark.